Hello and welcome back to Disc Golf Daily, the podcast that tries to catch you up on all the news and notes from around the disc golf world in about 10 minutes or less. Today we talk about our new favorite stat at Disc Golf Daily, the Bohr score. We're going to chat about the Collegiate Championships, and we're going to talk about what some of our friends did on their off week from the Disc Golf Pro Tour. First, what do major champions, super commentators, putting champs, and social media all-stars do on their off week from DGPT? They go play in A-tier, of course. Proscenium Ridge Retreat, the sixth annual one, presented by MVP Disc Sports, with the TD Steve Jones, location Greenbrier, Arkansas. You can see post-round coverage on GK Pro, but we're going to talk about it. Names like Kristen Tatar, Owen Scoggins, Lisa Fakis, Rebecca Cox, Maria Oliva, Kona Star Montgomery, and Kat Murch were all in your FPO field. After your second round, Owen and Kristen were tied at neg 14, and Kat Murch was at neg 3, and Kona was at neg 2. Well, the winner, they started off with a turkey, birding three of the first holes and not looking back. So congrats to Kristen Tatar for that. There was a great turnout in that field, and your top five players were Kristen Tatar, Owen Scoggins, Maria Oliva, Lisa Fakis, Rebecca Cox, and Kona Star Montgomery, rounding out the top five. On the MPO side, we had names like Jeremy Colling, Andrew Marweed, Drew Gibson, Luke Sampson, Andrew Presnell, Nico LoCastro, and more. After the second round, you had Marweed in the lead with Gibson and your 2022 AM Worlds champ Paul Kranz in second, with Luke Sampson, Raven Newsom, and Jeremy Colling in fourth. The winner of the MPO side birdied four of the last six holes and jumped from the chase guard. Congrats, Mr. Jeremy Colling. Your top five for that event on the MPO side ended with Jeremy Colling, Drew Gibson, Raven Newsom, Nicholas Antala, and Luke Sampson. Congrats to them and their team and everyone involved with that event. On a side note, I think it's really cool that this was a large event for other pro divisions and other AM divisions as well. How cool is it for those MJ12s, FA3s, MA60s, and many other players to be playing the same event as Jeremy Colling and Kristen Tatar? Super cool. Remember, during your league round this week, tell your card about Disc Golf Daily. I know I will be. We're introducing a new fun thing here. It's called the Bohr score, and I'm going to give you a very, very soft intro of it because Steve will give you a better intro of it later on this week. But the Bohr score, super cool. By the way, that's boring and not Bohr the animal. I did have to ask for clarification. Is a way for us to find a sweet spot for hole differential score. And what we mean by that is, are some holes boring? Are some holes too exciting? Is there a sweet spot in between? Will this data help TDs make more opportunities to score, or will allow them to increase challenges when they're evaluating how to set up their tournaments, how to set up their courses, things like that? If we look at differential of par overall, we can see that some holes maybe lean towards everyone pars. And when I mean everyone, I mean a large percentage of everyone. We look at the Texas State data, for instance, and we're looking at the FPO and MPO data. So we're looking at these separately because there is a little bit of variation. So I'm going to give them to you both. With this, you have one hole on the FPO side where 70% or more of the field parred that hole. To me, that's probably not that exciting. You want a little bit of differential. You want a little bit of excitement. On the men's side, you had zero. That's a great spread. That's cool, in my opinion, again. On the men's side, however, you had multiple holes where you were teetering between 40-45%. Is that too much of a spread? I don't know. That's for, I guess, the fan to decide, maybe. This will be something that's interesting that we're going to take a look at after every event, talk a little bit more in depth on, and you, the listener at home, you can play along as well. If you head to your PDGA profile, go to your last event that had live scoring, click on that event, and then from that event, you're going to then click on the hole by hole. So how you get there is on the right side on a desktop, you'll see view hole scores. It'll take you back to the PDGA Live, and then there's a button called Stats, and you can look at each hole you played and what percentage of the scores on the course were. We can also look at a little bit more in-depth stats there. It's fun for an average guy like me to be able to look at that and say, wow, I was one of only two birdies, or wow, I was one of only two bogeys on that hole. I think that helps bring us a little bit more into the game. College Nationals was this weekend, and that is a PGA major, and it's something that's super exciting and super near and dear to my heart as we see a lot of the future pros on the Disc Golf Pro Tour on at the Collegiate Nationals. Collegiate Nationals consists of multiple different divisions and tiers, if you will. There are lots of different activities for singles and for team events. I will be speaking about today the MA one side, FA one side, and then the top level team side on each, the men's and the women's side as well. If you want to learn more about collegiate disc golf, go to collegiatediscgolf.com, and you're going to have way more information at the tip of your hands than I can give you in a few minutes. So let's get right into it. I want to do a big congratulations on the FA one side to Kelly White from the University of North Carolina for taking down the championship, shooting a neg four overall. Congrats to her. And then Genesis Beck from North Carolina State for taking second, and Emporia State's University's Atlanta Kruger for taking third. We had 70 people roughly play in that division, and I think that's unbelievably cool. I love to see the women's side of golf continue to grow. I am a big supporter of that. On the team side of that, want to congratulate Liberty University for winning FA1. And then that team had Julia DiMartino and Maggie Presley. And Clemson came in second with Missouri Wolf and Noel Erb. And then Emporia State University came in third with Atlanta Kruger again and Maya Ringgold. Congrats to all of those players. Unbelievably cool. On the men's side in MA1, we have a champion that I'm familiar with, Benji Zorn from Ferris State University, close to where I am. And then in second place, University of Cincinnati and 2022 US ADGC champ, Ilkin Groh. And in third from Milligan University, Benjamin Wagner. Congrats to those individuals. As far as the teams go, UNC Charlotte and University of Cincinnati went into a three-hole playoff, and at the end of that, UNC Charlotte won. Congrats to Glenn, Jack, Owen, and Tom. And in second place in the University of Cincinnati, we have Bradley, Lucas, Ilkin, and Tanner. And in third place, NC State, Zachary, Gus, Logan, and Liam. That is unbelievably cool that we have close to 200 people competing at that level in those events. The men's was a four-person. The women's was a two-person. If you know anyone that wants to get involved, again, reach out to Collegiate Disc Golf and get your college involved with something like that. Thanks again for listening to Disc Golf Daily. If you have any questions, concerns, qualms, if you will, or ideas, reach out to us at discgolfdaily@aol.com. Until next time, I'm Brian Popple-Frawley. Keep moving the fairway.